Welcome to the Badass Soul Seeking Warrior Podcast. I'm your host, Annie Fonte. For the next 30 days, please join me daily in meaningful discussions regarding truth. Each month, I choose a theme that will provide insights and thoughts on a topic important in our daily lives. So for the month of November, we will be talking each day about truth. Hello, my friends. Here we are, November 30th, our last day of focusing on the theme of the month, which has been truth. I hope you've enjoyed this. I hope you've gotten something out of this. I hope it's led to some conversations that are useful and valuable to you and your friends and family. And on this last day, I thought it would be important to share with you what I witnessed on my way to my office today, which brings me to us all being honest with ourselves about everything, but particularly our use of devices, smartphones, tablets, iPads, laptops. I travel about 5 miles on a freeway where the speed limit is 65 miles per hour. Most people are going at least that fast, if not faster. And during those 5 miles this morning, I witnessed no less than 4 people on their cell phones, not talking, their heads were down, their thumbs were moving, whether they were looking at apps, texting, I don't know what they were doing, but they weren't paying attention to the road. Not only is that dangerous, it's disrespectful. So I want all of us to do better. I want you to be honest with yourself about how much time you're on your device. Then I got to my office and I was sharing this with someone, and he said that years ago, he went on a first date with a woman, and during their entire dinner, she was on her phone texting with a friend. Now, how disrespectful is that? And you see, as you're out and about, parents will hand their children their phones to entertain them when they're toddlers. And oftentimes by the age as early as 5 years old, they buy them their own phone. And people are on their phones in movie theaters, at their kids' sporting events, in the middle of getting a service, whether it's in a hair salon or a nail salon or buying groceries, talking on their phone. And so I want us all to do better. We're teaching our children how to behave, and we are their example. And I think instead of handing them a cell phone, it'd be better to hand them a coloring book or a book where they start to use the parts of their brain in a way that will help them develop in a normal way versus a dysfunctional way. Do the research. The screen time is very dangerous on all of our brains, but particularly the young children's brains. So please do better with your kids. Do better with using your phone while you're in front of them. They want you to pay attention to them. They want your one-on-one attention. They don't want you distracted by a phone, whether it's texting or talking to somebody. Well, they need your undivided attention. I truly believe that's why we have so much challenge with young people today. They want to be seen and heard and respected. And it's as if parents don't have the time because they're too busy on their own devices. Let's stop doing that. And for those of you who may not know, the truth about the app TikTok. TikTok is the most downloaded app in the world. It tracks your account information, your search history, the content that you create through the platform, your location, and your behavioral information. And all this data is made available to the Chinese Communist Party because TikTok is owned by a Chinese company, and it's part of the rules in China that all the data they collect is made available to the CCP. Sounds pretty damn dangerous to me. And not only that, it's a national security risk for all of us. So if you're on TikTok, do the research. Find out for yourself. I highly recommend you get off of it. I think the introduction of the internet and smartphones has been valuable to many of us in many ways. But like anything taken too far, it can start to create problems. These programs are developed to be addictive. These apps are developed to be addictive. Track it. You can track it on your phone. How much time are you spending on social media when you could be doing other things? Whatever happened to sitting down as a family? No phones, no devices, no TV on, no answering a telephone, and having a conversation with your family about how their day was. What's on their mind? Is anything weighing heavy on them? Do they need some support in some way or another? Whatever happened to going on a walk or spending the weekend out camping with your family? No devices necessary. I grew up, we didn't have cell phones. I turned out okay. As a matter of fact, I think I turned out to be more peaceful and calm than many of these young people today. So be honest with yourself. Are you spending too much time on your device? I would venture to say that for 99% of you, the answer is yes. So what are you going to do about it? Make a commitment to yourself. Make a commitment to your friends, to your family, and to the people that you care about to lessen the amount of time that you're distracted by these devices that are just designed to make you spend hours and hours and hours on them. Please look into the videos you buy for your children. Please consider not giving your kids a smartphone at such a young age. Flip phones are just fine. All they really need to do is to be able to contact you in a case of emergency. So please, all of us, let's do better. And as we enter into the month of December, as we are starting to prepare for the holidays, Christmas and New Year's, think about things that you do, the actions you take, the conversations you have. Are they true? And do they bring you joy and peace? All right, my friends, that's it for the month of November. The theme was truth. My last request of you at the end of this month is to be honest with yourself. Do better. Do better for yourself and do better for others. We will all benefit from it. And as always, keep your ass in the saddle. Have a kick-ass rest of the day. And I will touch base with you again soon. Take good care.